Prison Break, the extraordinary life and crimes of New Zealand's most infamous escapee, written by Arthur Taylor and read by Christopher Brown and Alina Siegfried. I was born Arthur William Taylor in 1956. I have 10 aliases: Terence Brown, Herbert Chandley, Peter Dursley, Peter Green, Peter Murphy, John Newman, Paul Richardson, Michael Smith, Alan Wilson, Mark Taylor. All names of real people who had a short start in life. It was easier to get a job if you didn't tell people who you really were. So I shopped around the sections of cemeteries reserved for newborns or stillborns and registered a birth certificate in their name. Nobody checked. Nobody cared who you were. They just cared about whether you could do the job. My criminal record, including traffic offences, runs to 16 pages. From 1972 to 2012. 38 years in prison, or so the parole board tells me, I've lost track. And 155 convictions. I'm fighting a few more. I was released from prison on parole in 2019, after being jailed for 17 years and 6 months for kidnapping, escaping, and possessing drugs and explosives. My sentence officially ends in 2022. On the page, it sounds bad, but the record doesn't tell you the whole story. Life's a bit different now. I live in Dunedin in a small, tiny home near Baldwin Street where the tourists come and take their photos, right near Student Town. It's semi-rural and you can't hear much except the lovely lambs and the birds and the occasional crunch of gravel when the police circle by. My cameras detect them crawling up and down the road maybe once a day, sometimes once a week. A security car swooped by at midnight the other day. Knows what they're looking for. I'm inside, typing on my computer, preparing submissions, writing letters to corrections, and answering calls from prisoners. There are cherry tomato plants growing on my deck. They'll be beautiful in summer if the Dunedin snow doesn't get to them first. A family of ducklings walked past the other day. When I look back, I think, be careful, slow down. Take things slowly. Think things through. When I was young, I was cocky and brash. We have choices in life and we are responsible for them. But sometimes our ability to lead a happy, productive life is taken away from us. It took me a long time to learn that there is always something you can do to change things if you have the right encouragement and support and the will. What I'm left with, though, if not memories of a life on the outside, is a world of adventure and a path that's led me to help others. My will is iron. A sniff of injustice gets my back up. Prisons are failing our inmates. This book is for them. The stories are for me.